welcome to the final full regular season edition of Amateur Hour. I'm CJ Baumgartner, where we take a look at the local amateur baseball teams in our listening area. And in this final full weekend of regular season action for our local town ball teams, it's now in the books. So let's take a quick look again at the standings for the High 10 and Lake and Pine leagues. Bluffton secures that High 10 title. New York Mills, Purim, Deer Creek, Clarissa, Henning, Vergas, and Dent all follow along in order, respectively. In the Lake and Pine, Nimrod and Midway both 1-0 in the Lake and Pine. Sabika 0-2 as things currently reside. There's still one more weekend of action for that Lake and Pine league as the Region 11C playoffs with the High 10 and the Resorters begin next weekend. That Region 11C bracket, by the way, is set. You could go online, wadenaradio.com, and the Superstation K106 mobile app, and see the full bracket starting on Friday. But first, let's recap games from the previous Friday. On July 18th, Urbank got a 4-2 win over Ashby to close out their regular season. The Bombers finished with an 11-3 record and the Resorters League title. Deer Creek over Clarissa 10-4. Good buddy Travis George throws 7 innings of 2-run ball. Evan Lundy goes yard for homer number 2 on the season. New York Mills takes Dent in a forfeit. Purim beats Henning 4-3. Austin Anderson was dealing. Pirates hurler racked up 17 strikeouts in a Friday night victory. On Saturday, July 19th, it's Sox Center getting a 12-6 victory over Alexandria. Detroit Lakes was at Midway in a fun little round robin of baseball between Detroit Lakes, Midway, and Dilworth. It was the Ligers getting a 5-4 extra inning victory in 10 innings. Brandon Johnson comes away with 2 RBIs in the victory for Detroit Lakes. Dilworth Rail Dogs beat Detroit Lakes 9-7. Again, that game took place in Midway. And then it was capped off with a 9-3 victory Midway over Dilworth. Snurnbirds a split in a 3-team round-robin day of baseball in Midway. And fun fact, courtesy of the Midway X account, the Snurnbirds have never lost to the Rail Dogs. It's also the only time the Snurnbirds have played the Rail Dogs, but hey, you got to take those stats where you can get them. In a doubleheader of action on Saturday, New York Mills sweeps, beating Deer Creek 2-1 in Game 1, and then blanking the Shockers 1-0 in Game 2. It was a really good day of pitching on the Shocker end of things. Dolan Coyle and Ashton Detloff battled in each game for the Shockers by going the distance in every game of the doubleheader and only allowing a total of 3 runs. Unfortunately for the Shockers, that Miller's pitching just a little bit better here on that day. Clarissa gets a 6-1 victory over Henning for Clarissa's Summerfest festivities. Ryan Rydell throws a gem on the mound with a complete game performance, allowing just 1 run by going the full 9 innings. With the win, Clarissa clinches the number 4 seed from the High 10 in the Region 11C playoffs next week. And then on Sunday, it was a doubleheader between Purim and Vergas at Al Kruger Field in Tuffy Stadium. 15-0 in Game 1, 10-1 in Game 2. Austin Anderson had a 4 RBI effort in Game 1. Jan-Erik Lindberg had the complete game win, while also driving in 4 RBIs himself. And then in Game 2, Chaz Melvin had 2 hits and drove in 3 to give the Pirates a Sunday sweep in the doubleheader. The Pirates concluded the regular season with a 13-4 record and earned the number 2 seed in the High 10 for the 11C Region Tournament Friday night. Roseau Royals beat the Detroit Lakes Ligers 9-4. That game took place in Holly. That does it. We are officially wrapped in for a majority of regular season games, and we have playoffs starting next week. Can you believe it? We are in to the playoffs already.
Playoffs? What are you talking about? Playoffs? You kidding me?
For more updates on the latest in local amateur baseball, you can go to wadenaradio.com or the Superstation K106 mobile app or follow SportsCal on Facebook. I'm CJ Baumgartner, and this is Amateur Hour.